Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about some of the basic things that Ash Friendly is, and that's doing the small things. Making sure the small things in our life are taken care of so we can take care of other things that may seem a little bit larger in size for one person to lift, or we need a group of people to lift together. If we take care of the small things in our life, whether it's just like keeping a clean rug, you know, fluffing up pillows, brushing your teeth, making sure that everything else around you is situated, really it gives you peace of mind for two things. One, makes you feel you've accomplished things every day, and two, you don't have to worry about the things in your life that you, did I do this? Did I not do that? Do I look respectful? Does my house look respectful? How am I? Like, all things are taken care of, so you can focus on yourself, more of yourself, your family members, and the people that are around you. And so once you take care of you and you're doing the best that you can, then you can reach out a hand saying, I will help you. I will help you. And then down the road, you'll have to know like when you can't help any more people out at the time because you're busy helping everyone else out and taking care of yourself and your family. And that way, it'll give you like a break saying, I can't help anyone else. Please, this is part of Ask Friendly. There's other people here that will, if you reach out, they will reach out to you. So when you do all the small things, you're focusing on all that lovely stuff that is really important. We do it quietly, because when you do it quietly, you don't have to bring attention to yourself. You're not demanding, hey, I need affirmation by saying you did a good job, or you don't need a reward by doing these things. The reward is doing the job itself and having enjoyment at it while doing that. And so once you reach that point, it's a beautiful place because everything that you do, you're enjoying. Yes, it sucks. Yes, it stinks to clean the bathroom. Yes, it stinks to wash the floor. Yes, it stinks to make your bed every day. But however, when you do it for enjoyment and you enjoy that part, that means you reached a certain level of being like, all right, this is nice. I'm enjoying this. It's more of a gratification to yourself. You're sitting to yourself, man, I've come this far to everything in my life not being a drag. Meaning I can lotion myself up with lotion to, you know, get rid of my dry skin. I'll shave my head and brush my teeth every day because those little things that really matter, it's your preparation and how you take care of yourself. People are going to look at you and notice a change in you. And like, wow, that person's just different. What are you doing different? Give me the clues in life. Give me this, give me that. What are you doing? And just tell them, I'm just taking care of myself the best way that I can. And everyone's way of taking care of themselves is different. And you will need help to reach that full completeness for the day. I've made it. I've done it. You'll need help to get there. Not everyone can do it by themselves. For example, I've like cleaned my house today. I've cleaned the bathroom. I've done the floors. I've vacuumed the rug. I've taken care of my self-care for me because I'm having a big weekend this weekend. But I need to do some other things for myself. I need to go spend time with my father and play some games with him because it's important to me to spend time with my dad. It's important to me to go talk to my mom and just have a nice little deep talk with her because I'm a very deep person. That's important. It's important for me to reach out to my cousin to make sure he's doing well. He's had a big trip going somewhere to Disney in the middle of summer. I want to make sure he's all right. I want to make sure that everyone around me has water, food, shelter, and a safe place. These little things that I'm doing for myself allow me to be free to podcast to you. They're like, everything's done. Great. Everything's done. I can write my speeches up. I can plan my events. I can plan Ash Friendly. I can handle the world. And when I can't, I can call up Kayla, call up Brooke, call up Monique, call up other people that, hey, I'm really stuck at this. I need a mentor. Hey, I need help with this. Why can't I get this out of my system? I stay in the moment. I stay present. I let the good Lord to open up avenues and things that I don't see and follow the path the best way that I can. The best way that you can. So you're not going to be perfect at following the path. You're going to get off. Maybe you're going to do something to hurt yourself, whether have a cigarette or whatever it is that you do. But we need those things. They're called like little vices of like, okay, well, I'm not hurting anyone else. I'm not hurting, doing anything wrong. I'm going to have a couple of potato chips, even though it's going to really mess up my diet. But it's cool, but it's good to be, have that relief of like, salty, crisp, tasty. A little satisfaction by doing all your things that you need to do every single day. Because when people, I'm telling you, the more you're around Ash Friendly, the more times you're going to feel change in an emotion you've never felt before that only you can find. And I can't tell you when it is. I can't tell you how it's going to feel, where you're going to be, what you're going to do, but you'll feel it periodically. And it's a good feeling. You're like, that feels good. Helping this person out feels good. Clipping my toenails feels good. You know what? Oh, man, cleaning the dishes makes me feel good because you're taking care of your surroundings and when you're around a clean environment to the best that you can, because not every someone's in a situation where you live alone, you have roommates, you have people involved, at least you're feeling better. And maybe there's a space in the house that you feel like, this is my little space. This is my table. This is my bed. This is my chair that I take care of. This is myself. And then people can see that, and that'll shine brightly inside that dark place where you're at, or a disgusting place where you're at. It's not them. They just don't know. Also, they don't know what you're doing. They just know, wow, there's a change in you. And that might change them to clean up after themselves, to make them feel better of like, if this person is doing it, then I need to do it. If this person is doing it, I need to do it. It's these little steps along the way that make you feel better and to feel complete. And then you can attack the bigger things when you're ready. It's all these little steps along the way every day to reach your goal of where you want to find. I understand that a lot of people out there that may be listening to me have a lot of, I wouldn't say, just say low self-care. They have like high self-esteem in some areas, but may have low self-care. And in those times, allow people to come into your life and accept their help by helping you do the hard things with you. Because then once you get practice and a routine and you figure out what you're doing, this is working, this is working, this is working, this is working. And then something happens and you get triggered to go back, or you get overstimulated. I'm getting overstimulated, I gotta go back. And then people catch you. See, hey, like, what's going on? Why aren't you, doing your eyebrows? Why aren't you brushing your teeth? Why aren't you picking up your mess? Something's wrong. Well, I'm here for you. Let's do these little things together. Take the burden and the responsibility off you for a little bit. And then as you're going through that process, whatever is bringing you down, the negativity, that person will help you up to bring you back up to where you need to be to get you back running again. Because we all need help like that. I still need it every day. I need encouragement. I need this. I need inspiration. Because it's harder and harder to like do it. And for example, on this, like working out, as you get older, I'm almost in my 50s, I'm 47. In my 50s, it's harder to work out. 40s, it's harder to work out. Every year it gets harder because it hurts. And then we overexert ourselves, and then we hurt ourselves even more by pulling a muscle, tearing this, tearing that. And that's tough. And if you haven't worked out, like I have the majority of my life and stayed in the best shape possible, watched what they ate, then you're going to struggle and it's going to be a challenge. But if you work out with somebody else and work out at your slow pace and build yourself back up, you can do sprints again. You can do this again. You could run upstairs. So it's a process. And people want to just say, you know what? I'm just going to take a pill and I want to be here tomorrow. Doesn't work like that because you have to maintain that. If I were to give it to you right now, saying whatever you want, here you go. Now you got to maintain it. You're probably going to lose it within the first day and not even try because you didn't earn it along the way. And if we do the small things, that means we can earn it along the way. Well, folks, it's been absolutely lovely to talk to you and lovely to listen to you today. Thank you for everything. Thanks for the likes. Thanks for people reaching out to me saying they love my podcast. I deeply appreciate it. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you and the environment a little bit more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you for listening to Ash Friendly, and have a wonderful night.